For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's 8:11. Showers, clouds now. Some sun late this afternoon. High of 80 degrees maybe today.
Coming is the news day yesterday. 25 years ago. What's today? Is today the 28th? Today's the anniversary.
Oh, yeah?
25 years. Brett's neighbor, Joel Rifkin, arrested.
Intimately known by Brett.
Right. Brett's next door neighbor. Next door. They shared a window together.
Right. They trimmed the same hedges, just opposite sides.
They looked at each other through the window.
And we trimmed the same hooker's hairs.
There you go.
Oh, man.
There you go. 25 years ago today, he was arrested. But troopers patrolling the Southern State Parkway captured New York State's most prolific serial killer. Yeah. And then I'm going, well, I don't know. Maybe the Southern State was a little bit more prolific, but hey. What do I know?
I don't know what they mean.
What do I know about prolific serial killers? Maybe he just had a bigger body count?
Yeah, maybe a higher body count than Son of Sam. I don't know what the difference was.
Brett, did you have any idea your neighbor was a serial killer?
He wasn't my neighbor, but he was...
He was your neighbor! Okay, let's change. Brett, did you have any idea your uncle was a serial killer?
I have no relation to Joel Rifkin.
He was your uncle!
The slight tie-in I have with Joel Rifkin is I was playing in I was like 16. I was playing in a summer baseball league over in East Meadow, where Joel Rifkin is from. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're batting. We're on the bench.
Brett, did you have any idea your baseball coach was a serial killer? I'm sorry.
and the mom of one of my teammates, who he literally lived, I believe, next door to Joel Rifkin,
I can't believe there's a whole bunch of cop cars in front of Joel's house. I wonder what happened. He's such a nice guy.
Oh, Brett, did you know your baseball teammate, your Little League teammate, was a serial killer?
I didn't until now.
Mm-hmm. I just got this from...
Weren't you and him a combo at shortstop and second base? Weren't you the big double play combo?
We sure were.
Rifkin to Brett.
Oh, God. I guess got a text message that, you know, they say, but not publicly, but there was unidentified male adolescent DNA on the bodies. See if you can get Brett's water bottle. We'll crack this case wide open.
I was sitting next to him when we found out the news.
There you go.
By the way,
Rifkin has killed, I believe, up to 17 victims he had killed, and Son of Sam was 8.
Okay.
So I guess that's what they mean by prolific.
I guess that makes him more prolific.
Yeah.
It's actually more like 21, I think.
Crazy. Was it really?
20, yeah. Why? I mean, 17 it is. Yes, correct.
Right.
I mean, I know nothing.
He slipped, finally.
Damn it.
All right, 8:14. Top 10 list coming up in a few. It does have to do with something very recent in the news about a very big music star.
They initiated a traffic stop and a high-speed chase ensued. Then State Police Lieutenant Eugene Corrin, who supervised the investigations, had said he is now the district executive for the federal courts Eastern New York. The chase covered about 20 miles through Nassau before Rifkin, a landscaper living with his mother, sister, and Brett Fumara in East Meadow, hit a utility pole on Old Country Road in Mineola. The odor from the truck was immediately overwhelming, Corcoran said, and troopers peeked in the back to see what was under a tarp, and they can see part of a hand and a head.
And Brett Fumara's baseball gloves.
And I ran.
Yeah. And Brett's cleats.
And I got away. I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you meddling DJs.
And an autograph.
Oh, Willie, meddling kids.
And an autograph Willie Randolph baseball card.
Prize possession.
Willie, did you know you sold? Baseball card?
I had no idea. This is great. This is very interesting news. I'm going to look more into this now. I've got some free time, so I'll check that out later on.
Willie, very disturbing.
Very disturbing. Yeah. Similar to my collapse back in 08.
Sorry I let you down, Willie.
Thanks, Willie Randolph. 8:15, Ted Linder has the roads.
Your BAB Browns Jeep headquarters in Patchogue, Long Island. Traffic on the Northern Parkway in Nassau County westbound. Heavy and exit 20.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.